Hello everyone, so it's Dolores, as you know. Today's World Radio Day, and I want to read what UNESCO have actually written, because it is UNESCO World Radio Day. So February the 13th is World Radio Day, a day to celebrate radio as a medium, to improve international cooperation between broadcasters and to encourage major networks and community radio alike to promote access to information and freedom of expression over the airwaves. As radio continues to evolve in the digital age, it remains the medium that reaches the widest audience worldwide. This multi-purpose medium can help people, including youth, to engage in discussions on topics that affect them. It can save lives during natural or human-made disasters, and it provides journalists with a platform to report facts and tell their stories. UNESCO encourages all countries to celebrate World Radio Day by planning activities in partnership with regional, national and international broadcasters, non-governmental organisations, the media and the public. There, that's what it all is. Now, I remember when I was a little girl, radio, I just loved radio. You know, my mum and dad had one of those old little radios, a little red one with little tiny holes in it, red and white it was, with a little plastic handle. And that was my first radio. And I remember taking that to bed and listening to Radio Luxembourg, which a lot of people remember. It was our first sort of, you know, like, not BBC, like, you know, but community radio, where we could have what we sort of wanted. But I do remember that, lying in bed at night and the waves of the radio going in and out, you know? In and out. And even though I was just a little girl, I knew, because it was like Radio Caroline, you knew they were on a ship in the middle of the sea. Oh, it's just so delicious. And then I graduated a bit, and then so after I got that radio, my mum and dad got a gram, and those big coffins with speakers in. And I had that when they got their hi-fi, high fidelity, hi. Yeah, when they got their hi-fi. And so I got that. And I've always loved radio since then. And I've actually got about four radios in my house. I've got my, you know, little digital box in the front room. And I've got a wind-up radio for when we go camping. And I've got another little tiny radio just in case I need something. And I've got a small digital radio as well. I used to love the radio on all night, but I've stopped that now, because I've found that I wake up in the middle of the night and just can't go back to sleep, which is not good. But I love stories. I love Radio 4 Extra. I do love community radio. And I remember when I was in the West Indies, when I went to Barbados, I used to love listening to their Sunday evening. Well, not just the evening, but I used to love the Caribbean radio stations. You know, some nice reggae and then the community news. And it always felt a little bit like, you know, not joined together properly. That's how I feel about all community radio, not just the Caribbean. But it was really lovely. I remember when I was young and I watched this film called Water with Michael Caine and Billy Colony, and they played two freedom fighters who were trying to like, you know, invade the island and take up, the first thing they had to do was take over a radio station. And I just fell in love with that film. Maxie Priest was in it as well. God, it must be getting on some. Water. So I've done a playlist today of some bits from radio. Why don't you have a little look and make your own playlists up and do your booze and tell us what you think about radio and why you love it. I mean, I just always loved radio. That's it. I mean, even this Saturday when I was off, and I just listened to radio all day. I didn't put the television on at all. So we know that radio is powerful. If used wrong, it can cause terrible, terrible problems. You know, in Rwanda, that the radio was used to commit and cause genocide. And then we have other times we have radio that can help educate. When the wound-up radio was invented and sent off into places where people don't have electric, and then would be, you know, able to listen into the world. Listen to the world, yeah, exactly. So, you got any stories about radio? Let us know. Happy World Radio Day.